Laughter Shock presents yet another exciting episode in the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins. When we last left Grover and Gunther, they were trapped in the boudoir of the sexy and very randy Alexandria LaRue. With an invitation to a night of unbridled, erotic, sweaty passion, just which one of our studly rodents would be the first to climb aboard the Ho Train? Excuse me. Or will the brothers share yet another new adventure together? And what about this strange Dr. Furberg who wanders the halls of this bizarre mansion? Well, let's find out as we continue now with Who's On First, Episode 4 of The Gopher Twins.
You've got to go first, Gunther. I can't go first.
No, you can't. You've got to.
No, you've got to go first.
I can't. Gunther,
I always go first.
At me.
No,
Wait a minute. We've got to settle this, Grover. So why don't you be the congenial lover of adventure that you've always been and go first?
Well, I'm not congenial. I'm not even nice. Adventure scares me to death, and I'm obviously not a lover, or I would go first.
Well, since we can't settle this like the adults that we're not, we're left with but two options. We can either fight it out or flip a coin.
Well, I bruise much too easily, Gunther. Let's flip a coin.
I would just as soon punch your face for being so stupid. Neither one of us has a coin.
Can't we flip a dollar bill?
You haven't got any of those either.
You don't have any money with you?
No, we don't. We're gophers, not kangaroos. Nature forgot to supply us with pockets.
How do you expect to pay me?
I guess we could wash dishes like we have to when we go to restaurants.
Well, that won't work. We don't use dishes with what we serve to eat here.
What's that?
Alexandria, you gotta get out of there. There's gonna be fireworks. The place is surrounded. You rodents are goners.
Goners?
Furberg, you idiot. You know I'm behind on my kickback payments to the chief of police. They're not gonna waste these guys. They're gonna raid the place.
Oh, boy. What did I do with that volume?
Gunther, you got us in this mess. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Alexandria, what are we going to do?
I know what you and I are going to do, Gunther. We can escape through a secret passage in the basement.
What about me?
Well, Grover, someone has to stay here with Dr. Furberg to run interference for my escape. Gunther, you can be my bodyguard.
Alexandria, I can't go without Grover.
Right, we have to stay together.
Listen, either you go with me, Gunther, or I go alone.
Well, if that's the way you're going to be, take care of yourself, Grover.
Good luck, suckers.
Gunther! Gunther, don't leave me! Come back!
Hang it up, rodent. This is definitely your swan song.
Freeze! Or I'll blast you in the cat food!
Ah!
Cool it, officer. You can't threaten me. I'm a medical doctor. That's the guy you want. He's a gopher. He's contaminating this house with pestilence.
We've heard them all, dog breath. But you really take it. You're both under arrest! Up against the wall and spread them!
What are you going to do? I haven't done anything!
Tell it to the judge, freako! Boy, I'll tell you, based on your outfit, you guys must be into a real kink scene!
That's no outfit, I told you, he's a real gopher!
He is! Wow, that changes things!
How's that?
Well, we'll still have to charge you with soliciting, but the doctor will be charged with performing a sexual act with an animal. Boy, are you guys ever going to be good for some new jokes around the squad room? Let's go downtown.
What am I going to tell my mom?
What grim fate is facing Rover Gopher? Does the state institutionalize gophers? Or are they simply sentenced to death in the decompression chamber? And what will happen to the rodent-fearing Dr. Furberg? He got himself into this mess just to protect Alexandria. Speaking of Alexandria, she and Gunther Gopher have taken refuge at an adult motel in another part of town. Let's join them.
Gunther, was it as good for you as it was for me?
I'm not so sure, Alexandria. I've been bloody numb since around the sixth time.
Oh, my sweet. Even though you're only a gopher, you've proved yourself to be more of a man than any real man I've ever known.
Wow, that makes me feel pretty macho. Based on your profession, you must have known, in the biblical sense, at least one or two other guys.
Yes, my macho darling, but I'm willing to give up all of that just to be with you. Why don't we go far, far away and live happily ever after?
I don't know, Alexandria. I've got Grover to think about.
Oh, he can take care of himself. That is, if he's still alive. Come closer to me, my loving dearest, and let's go for number 12.
Alexandria, I'm a gopher, not a rabbit. Oh, God, here we go again.
Oh.